Now, once upon a time, the English sent people all around the world, right? And to our country, we got the Pilgrims. Mm-hmm. They celebrate Thanksgiving in England, by the way. It's called F*** Off Puritan Day. And we're taught a lot of lies growing up, right? About American history.
Really, Greg? Which ones?
All of them.
Thank you.
Now, one of the cheapest lies we're taught is about Thanksgiving, right? Ever since you're little, you've heard this. The Pilgrims left England to escape religious persecution and to sneak religious freedom in the New World. And even when you're little, you're like, bull. You're just saying that, right? Because it sounds better than the truth. La la la, la 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 la. It sounds better and it tastes better, so we'll all pretend it really happened. There were no women or minorities, just a bunch of white guys wearing wigs. My feeling is... The Pilgrims were asked to leave England. England was never funner than when the Pilgrims split, right? The people of England got a little tired of these dour, right-wing, conservative, psycho Christians wearing all black, bumming people out, confusing everyone by wearing buckles on their heads. Is that tight enough for you, Cotton? Yea, verily. Finally, someone went, hey, I've got a crazy idea. Why don't you freaky little weirdos get in a rickety, leaky, dinky little boat and get the f*** off the island, huh? Sail around till you hit the New World. When you get there, commit genocide on the indigenous people, all right? Have a groovy time. Have a witch trial. Let us know how that works out for you. We'll be back in England having the Renaissance in case anyone needs us. So they send this group over, right? With guns and Bibles and no farming implements. Mm. How English is that? Oh, surely there'll be a shop open. I say, Squanto, can you make us some baked beans on toast? They send this group over, and then I have to hear this all the time in England. Well, all Americans are fat and stupid. Really? Well, thanks for sending over the best and brightest to start the party, huh? Maybe we could send a few freaky Texas militia hate group gun-toting weirdos back to your country, huh?